Hello, beautifuls. Welcome to Intuitive Conversations with Christine Keeland and Renee Keen. I'm Christine.
I'm Renee. As best friends and intuitives, we have fantastic conversations in all things spiritual. We have been inspired to share these conversations with you.
Yeah. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Renee.
Another wonderful day today.
Yeah. How good can life get?
Oh.
I've been asking myself that question. Especially when I noticed that I'm like, maybe, you know, you have one of those moments like, it's like, no, well, really, how good can my life get?
I think
more
every
than I can imagine.
Exactly. And every day, if you have that thought about how good, that's one way of creating. It's one way of creating what you want. Yes. Well, I'm asking myself, how good can it get?
And I'm just right now, inspire yourself. Don't look for others to inspire you.
Absolutely.
And we have wonderful examples, authors and, you know, your neighbor and TED Talks and whoever you're listening, an animal, whatever inspires you. But be your own inspiration. Be your own best day. Bring your own highest self into your own, into your center. Like I was talking to my son the other day. He was getting a little, you know, he had some things he's working at. And I just told him, I said, just bring yourself back to center. Eliminate that panic and that I can't think of the word. Doesn't matter. But it's just like you do get to, everything's here within you, but sometimes it goes out a little bit, just bring it back to center.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And when you bring it back to center, then you're allowed that space and time to ask yourself, how good can it get today? And each day it might be something different that excites you and feels, if you want to use the word good, feels good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes a rainy day might be exactly what you
want. Exactly what you need.
Right? Other times it could be not to your highest desiring thing. But it's like asking ourselves this and finding it within us is the
greatest. And be, allow what's in your presence to be your best.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to it's not even reframing things. It's taking that pause and saying, I do understand what's right in front of me is my best. I may not have the biggest picture. And it's like combining the spirit, you know, the energetic world with your physical world. And one way to do that is reframing the thoughts in your brain. Because your brain, if you just wake up and say, oh, God, today's another day where, you know, it's just not going to go well. Work's going to be hard and blah, blah, blah. Your brain will find that other thought. It will find that memory and start connecting it, like connect the dots, like paint by number. But you just have to give it a different number to connect to. We're talking about numbers this morning. Is that interesting? I don't know if you say the words numbers, but
But anyway,
I just want to remind people, be your own inspiration.
Absolutely, be your own inspiration. Which leads me to ask you, how did your gallery go last night?
I had such a great time. But I'm also hearing, remember that song, Be Your Own, there's that song in my head, Be Your Own Kind of,
your Make song, Your Own Kind of Music?
Make Your Own Kind of Music, yeah. she's a song. She's the one who sings, and I just have the words in my head. But yeah, Make Your Own Kind of Music. So make, oh, maybe that's a title.
That's a perfect
thing. Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Make Your Own Kind of Music.
But last night I had a gallery reading, which is just, you get a bunch of people together. They really don't know each other. It's open to the public. And we do really quick, short, mostly medium readings, which means you're talking to somebody that's not there. Maybe they're in a physical body or not, but they have some relevance to the person I'm sitting there and talking to. Wonderful, wonderful evenings. One of my favorite things to do. You know,
and you do it so well. I love when she's doing that.
And what I love about it is sometimes it's just a taste for somebody to understand what a non-physical communication would be, which is a psychic reading, right?
Yep.
What that would be. And there's always a lot of laughter. There's some love. And it maybe brings a new concept for somebody.
Oftentimes.
That, you know, they're not waiting to think. What was so funny last night is there's a gal there, and her husband was there, and this gal had died. And at first she was kind of like shy and wasn't sure she wanted to talk. She wanted to make sure her family was really good. But she kept interjecting into everybody else's readings. But she was saying, I'm here to help.
Oh.
And she was able to tell her family that, yes, I really, and everybody I talked to, at some level, get to say, I had the most wonderful life. This was my golden ticket. I got what I wanted done, even if it looked a little bit messy. But once they reach, you know, once they get that clarity, they're able to say that. But she wanted to tell her family, I couldn't do the bigger global things like what you do a lot. You do mm-hmm. big global things mm-hmm. in the body. They're like people last night. They kept saying, I'm going to be quiet, and then they keep talking. So I will quit talking for a minute so you can tell me about your day and how you're doing.
I don't expect you to quit talking. Anyway, I do need to say this because after I asked you the question, this popped in. I believe the song goes, make your own kind of music, sing your own kind of song, even if no one else sings along.
That's giving me chills. And can you say that bars?
Oh, God. Make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. Something like that.
Yes, yes. Please have that be your earworm today.
Yeah.
And any day you need it, because you are here to make your own music, and everybody has their own energetic signature. Mm-hmm. You have your own frequency, your own vibration. So that's what I love about pop culture, and I'm a pop culture sponge. As a kid, I need it. In fact, I talked to my pop culture teacher from 10th grade today. But anyhow, which was a wonderful connection. I was able to tell him what a significant impact he had in my life.
Cool.
And I wanted to let him know that. It's never too late to let people know.
No, it isn't.
How they impact your life. Actually brought tears to my eyes when I was talking to him. But please, we have our own energetic signature as we have these beautiful lives together. And we come together sometimes to give each other growth experiences, which may be difficult in the moment, right?
Oftentimes, yes.
But it always comes from that great, great love.
It does. And I think for me, the most profound line there is, even if no one else sings along, we're here for our experience.
Yeah.
The experience we came to do. And mine isn't exactly the same as Christine's, and hers isn't exactly the same as mine. Even though we do a lot of things the same, we cross paths a lot in the works that we do, we have our own song and we have our own way of doing it.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. You asked me about what I do. I work a lot globally.
Mm-hmm.
I work in the bigger picture. I love having clients. I love doing individual work with people. Can and do it. But my big piece is out here where you're not going to see me working every day. You might feel it, but you're not going to see it.
Yeah. And so there's this like big orchestration outside of the physical realm that helps the physical realm. You see so much change. And right now, even if you look back 2-3 months and couple of years, and if you're listening to us, you're probably listening and aware of other people that are doing these things. You're investigating it in yourself. Just the last couple of years, how many more healers are coming out of the woodwork, and channelers and sound healing, and all these wonderful things, because it's in the vibrational field first, which is where you work a lot.
Yes,
the frequency and vibration to allow different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're working there, it's kind of like, this is maybe going to explain a little bit. When you work in that vibrational field, sometimes the work I do is just breaking up the disoriented or disconnected pieces that are just out there floating around that need to be dissolved. Mm. So that's kind of a minuscule piece of what it is. It's just like vibrationally seeing something and saying, yep, we're done with you. No one's calling on you, and helping to take that back to source.
I love that. Yeah. And that allows us to help clear our fields and bring something new in. And you mentioned, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me of a gal that was at the gallery last night. And I hear this a lot. What do I do if my person or people in my life aren't on the same, they're not the same level as me? Sometimes it's like, oh, I'm better. And they're not. That's not always what people are saying. But it's a different frequency. And what you do is you let them have their music. You let them be you. You just love them where they're at. That may mean you stay together, maybe not. It's just like, I'm doing my thing. I'm going to keep doing me, but I'm not going to tell you how to do yours to the best I can. I'm recognizing I'm getting frustrated. I love you so much. I want what's best for you. Take the step back. They are doing their best experience.
In that moment, they are.
Because it's in their timing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, like we have said, everybody's blossoming. Right? Wouldn't it be just a really dull landscape if every flower bloomed at once?
Yes.
And then we're done. And again, there's no done. We just keep evolving. We keep, you know, kind of go into the field you're working in, the physical field that I work in a lot. So it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let everybody bloom in their own time.
Yeah. And that is a big concept. That's a very, very big concept for us to wrap our heads around because of the programming that's been done for us for all these years, telling us there's a right and there's a wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's a big piece of the programming that we have been breaking up. And we're all doing it a little bit at a time, some people. So it's just like allowing, as Christine said, each person to move into that.
Yeah,
and in their own timing.
And I think you so badly want the people in your life because you want to feel relevant, you want to feel valued, that if we're doing the same things together, I must be doing it right. But if you look at collectively, that's how we get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuck because you need to be in the same step I'm in. And that takes away the individuality. And the whole purpose of being here is to have free will and do things individually. You know, many other galaxies and, you know, collective consciousness, other collectives, they do things as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like they move together. What I do, because I know what effect, I know it's the telepathy you talk about
a lot, and that you
work in. You don't need the communication, but it's just, it's a whole different system.
It operates completely different than the way we do. And I actually see that we are moving more into that unity consciousness.
Yeah.
And that I'm not talking about, I'm going to call it hive mentality.
No.
I'm not talking about hive mentality. There's a lot of people that would like us to be in hive mentality, but that takes us back to
this is the right way
and this is the wrong way. And here's your little cube and you go in here. I'm not talking about hive mentality. I'm talking about unity consciousness, which is different, which is exactly what you said, allowing each and every being to move at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
We can encourage, and we can go, yay, you know? But,
and you know,
but
so
it's not right, it's not wrong.
It's not right, and you know what's so wonderful about it? If everybody has their own individuality and everybody's, you know, progressing and evolving, what wonderful new thing can come through, right? You look at a kid in the classroom, if they're all supposed to do, you only have to color this way, you only have to figure out math this way, it's like, there's no innovation. There's nothing new. It's just you keep looping the same old thing. Good God, we've been looping pain, sorrow, and suffering, and division, and, you know, unawareness of self and unawareness of others. Like, we're like, let's cut those loops. Let's be done with that.
Yes,
we have all this wonderful, beautiful, magnificent. That was one thing that came up last night. Is we have to start talking in terms. I hear it all the time when I do galleries or individual sessions. Start thinking in terms of yourself the same way your higher self and your spirit does. You are magnificent and wonderful and beautiful and genius, magical. Like, what other words would you throw out there? I mean,
you're knowledgeable. You have all the knowledge within you.
All the wisdom.
It's within you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a matter of finding it.
You know, but
opening the doors, cutting the loops open so that you can expand.
The spark is within you and the sparkle. And it's that creative force. They keep using innovation. They keep using the word ingenuity. It's inspiration, but that's how you create something new, by not being in the same pattern as everybody else.
You know, and I just heard this. We tend to keep ourselves so limited on what we know and what we will allow ourselves to experience. So I would say a great place to start working for all of us is really to push yourself, get rid of your limits. If you're at a point where you don't believe, let's say, you don't believe in reincarnation, you just don't believe in reincarnation, push yourself to read about it.
Yeah, go check it out.
See where it exists in whatever literature that makes sense to you or you know, however. But push yourself. Other things that maybe
challenge yourself.
It's like, well, I don't really believe in that, but maybe if you give yourself the information, maybe if you look at that, or you might say, oh, I don't believe that they're aliens.
And
whatever it is, just challenge yourself a little bit instead of limiting something and saying, right here, right now. Nope, that's as far as I go. I'm not going any further. I'm going to challenge you to just look at that next thing and see if there is any possibility in your world for that. Or remembrance.
And maybe look at what the barriers. Is there a little hesitation? Is there fear? Like, does my whole world, is my whole world change if I change this one belief? If I allow this and that, possibly we're an eternal being, we're an infant being, but just life exists always.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no stopping and going. Does that shatter your world? Like, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Look deep. Wait, why mm-hmm. am I resisting mm-hmm. this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. I love that.
Oh, I'm going to use one of my big examples. I grew up Catholic, very Christian, worked within the church.
When did you grow up?
I'm in the process of growing up. As I grew up, maybe that's how I should say
it. I just always see his little kid. That joyfulness in you comes out. But anyhow, I digress.
That's funny. I love it. But anyway, that whole idea of heaven and hell was very... Yeah. Integral as I was younger, let's just say. And yet hell never felt like it could possibly be real. I'm like, a loving God would never create such a thing. I mean, yeah. It just didn't resonate. So that was one of the things that I chose to look at. I don't believe in hell. I just don't. And that's part of what my spiritual experience has been. I don't necessarily believe in heaven either. I think that those are constructs mm-hmm. that we as humans have created. I'm not saying I don't believe there's source. I think you can go back to source. I think that's what we're all here mm-hmm. striving to get back to source.
Yeah.
However, I don't think there's hell unless you create it yourself. You can create your own kind of hell, just like your own kind of music.
And I think when you get back to source, then you want to recreate again.
Exactly.
You don't stop and stay. Just it's the same concept as reincarnation. Yes, I'm gonna have this life experience. I'm like, you know, maybe it's in your terminology, we'll go back to God, take a pause, sit in the waiting room, sit in the green room, whatever you call it. But you're gonna keep creating, re-experiencing. So yes, go back to source, get all the wisdom, understand the all and the nothing, and how there's just this beautiful space of mm-hmm. kind of like what, in very simple terms, what's next.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a perhaps a rejuvenation space too.
Yeah.
I mean, we have such
time to
limited
just...
words, right?
Trying to we do.
For really big concepts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But really expand your wondering.
Yeah. I just
wonder what else is there that I don't know.
Look at those things that yeah. you know, you've always thought, you've always been taught, or you've always mm-hmm. been, they've been in your world. And if they don't really or never have really resonated with you, you know, just investigate. Do your own work.
And you know you're being led there by your higher self, because you'll keep hearing the same thing over and over. Maybe you're 80 years old, you never even heard the word reincarnation, or you're 12. And all of a sudden, like the last 3 weeks, everybody's talking about reincarnation, or there's, you know, it'll come up in your daily life in a more present way, and you'll think, oh, that's my clue. And being kind of pushed in, I'm pushing myself into a new way of thinking, mm-hmm. a new way of understanding, to broaden my perspective.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? That works out. It's magical.
And that's the other word. Yeah. That's what was just going through my head. There is so much magic, and I'm not talking about pretend magic, or magic that is an illusion. I'm talking about real magic. Mm-hmm. And to me, love is magic. What we can create just with love, that is totally magical, just like you said. There are so many opportunities out there for us. It's taking ourselves outside of that box mm-hmm. that we think is us, and maybe kicking a wall down or knocking a window out or something in there that challenges you to look at another concept, another thought, another way of doing something. And you can look at it and maybe say, yeah, that's not for me. Just because you look at it doesn't mean you have to embody it.
No.
You don't have to embody it.
This doesn't make sense. It's not for me.
Exactly. Yeah. But you've still expanded yourself to understand more about some concept. And that brightens, broadens, and enlightens our world.
And I love what you said about love. I want to go back to that a little bit, because when we can start to see and feel things through the vibration, I always say through the eyes of love, but really the vibration frequency of love. Again, I'm in that space where I'm looking at it, but, and I forgot what I was going to say to you, so bear with me, people. Allow yourself to see things through loving eyes, through loving experience. It will enhance your whole life. Something you don't understand or someone you're in disagreement with, just how can I best be a loving presence? Doesn't mean you do for them. Doesn't mean you have to change their behavior, have to accept behavior that's not, you know, right for you. That's not best for you. But if I know that my essence and my song in the world is one of love, you will watch, you will see your daily life change.
You will.
It just start changing. And that you can maybe start with, I love myself, which can be a hard concept for people, but yeah.
And that is the number one concept.
Yeah.
For us is to learn to love ourselves fully, completely, for all aspects of us. Yeah. You know, the aspects that we think are great and the aspects that we're like, ooh, I've got work to do there.
Yeah.
But it's important to love ourselves, because as I look out, until we can truly love who we are, it's very, very difficult to love another. We can say we love another.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go through all the actions and all of the doing pieces that we think are love. But to truly, deeply, completely, and wholly love one another, you need to love yourself.
Yeah. And love comes through, you know, it's kind of a cousin to acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, it's not accepting my flaws, right? That's the old paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepting that, yeah, I am source energy in physical form.
Mm-hmm.
I am this creative force. I am all the wonderful things. I am that little baby. You know, when you are, I don't want to say lucky, because everybody has a different birth experience, but when you're one of those people that is welcomed in with loving arms and you're cherished and you're like, you're the best, you're just held in this admiration and you're just enveloped in love.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually what you do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have that same kind of presence within yourself. And for whatever reason, you may say, well, I'm going to put that aside for now. I'm going to have different experiences. What does it feel like to have this life experience without embodying that tremendous love?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it into your daily life. Bring it into, like, I am actually going to fill myself with the love that I already am, this big, gigantic, unbelievable, unspeakable, unlimited love. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just take a few moments, and it may be a bit of a practice, put your hand in your heart and your hand in your belly, and just ask that you be filled with the energetic stream of universal love. And you may feel something come in. Some people get hot, some people get warm. You may feel nothing. Even if you're feeling, just keep doing it, because it's, you are allowing yourself to build that muscle and to break down the barriers of why maybe you don't feel it. And it's just a practice. It's like brushing your teeth. You want to keep the cavity ways, you build a habit.
And I love the word allow, because not only do we allow the love to flow within ourselves, but that word is huge for me as far as working with other people that I might find a little bit more difficult to understand for whatever reason. Yeah. So it's, I allow them to be who they are and where they are in their life. And I can love them for where they are, who they are, and what they're doing. And in that moment, when you practice that with someone, when you actually really practice that, when you can actually really allow someone to be who they are and be where they are, you can send a little note off and just say, let me know how that feels. Because for me, that's one of the biggest love feelings I ever get, is when I can say, oh, I'm not allowing that person to be who they are. And when I move into allowance of them to be that way or to be who they are, and to move at their own pace, that is an overwhelming love experience for me.
Yeah.
it's just what that does is it not only brings it in for me, but that expands that love for everything.
Oh, expand! It just, it's that ripple effect.
It just poof.
And you're bringing me back into a moment. I'm getting all kerflumped here. But you're bringing me back into a moment I share with Renee. This morning, I had a little text conversation with my 10th grade pop culture teacher, who's probably 80 or 90 now. And it was exactly what you're talking about, is at a time when I really needed it. I had somebody who accepted me just as I was, kind of a messy kid, who was very unsure and had a lot going on. And I'd come into class, and a lot of times I had to sleep because I didn't sleep at night, or I'd be really kind of tired and disengaged. I loved his class, but it was hard. I don't remember it all, but it was just hard. And he always called me the Divine Miss M after Bette Midler. But he told me, and he said, I'm sure you gave everybody that nickname. He said, no, that was only for you. But what he did is he saw me. He didn't see the mess. And even though I was a teacher, there was an expression of love, you know, not a verbal or weird, creepy teacher student. He just loved being a teacher, but he loved connecting the students. And I know he was connecting heart to heart because I can feel it right now. And I let him know that's what he did. And it was exactly what you're talking about. He accepted me. He didn't send me to the principal's office because I stitched class. He didn't like, you know, he liked what I wrote. Like he was that gift I needed. And sometimes it didn't last long because I went back into my own crap, right? Which was my own doing. It was my own allowance. Mm-hmm. It served me well in that time. It doesn't serve me well now. I'm way beyond that. But the tears now are just tears of tremendous gratitude and love. And because I had that experience, it's like in my memory bank that when I'm with people, I accept them as they are. And you and I both create these sacred spaces where people can come in and we work with them,
yes.
Whether it's in our personal lives, in our client lives. You're here. We love you through every experience. We don't judge what you're going through. We see the beauty and the honor and the wisdom of you. And we allow that to be present in your own time, in your own way. And that's what we're, that's like, I think that's what we do really, really well.
We do.
Yeah.
We
and
do.
Thank you, Mr. Gabrick.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Gabrick.
Yeah. what a gift to
that
be seeing.
And it is. And it's, you can see how this has profoundly affected you.
Yeah. Oh, deep.
So as individuals, we can look at those simple things that we can do that allow other people to have this beautiful experience by just allowing people to be who they are.
And take a few moments today or the next couple of weeks when you listen to the whole podcast and you're all done listening to us, take a few moments and kind of honor those moments where somebody accepted you exactly as you are in the moment, whatever that may be, and vice versa, where you are able to accept someone as they are in the moment without recrimination or judgment.
Or expectations.
Expectation's a big one, isn't it? Oh, expectation can really knock you off your keister, can't
it?
Yeah, it's not really helpful to anybody.
Mm-mm.
It's not a goal. But take those moments, because it's self-wisdom, it's self-reflection, it's self, you know, it will lead you to what's better, what's your best.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe look at where am I not accepting, what is about myself I'm not accepting.
That's all.
We just sang a song out loud. So.
Yeah, really off key, probably.
And she has a beautiful voice, and she still let me sing along, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
grab life with both hands. I mean, really, grab your life with both hands. Bring it in. Bring it all in. Accept it all. When you start accepting things, what isn't working for you starts to fall away because you're not judging that this isn't supposed to be here.
Exactly.
This is my best experience. Me being a messy kid and whatever, skipping class and all the things I did. And
got you to where you are today.
Yeah, and being a mess. It was my best experience. And if I had bypassed that, what would my life be like now? I have no idea. But I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be as rich and fulfilling and satisfying and loving as it is right now.
Oh, there's just a whole lot to that in what you said. It's
And I think the we were talking about earlier, so many people are kind of waking up, quotes make, you know, and mm-hmm. the more you do that, the young ones coming in, you don't have to be, you don't have, again, it's not judgment. Perhaps you're not in those messy places as long because you know there's no reason to backpack it. You find your way out of the hole quicker. You find your way to love
yes.
of yourself.
Yes.
Or maybe you never forgot it. Like these little babies coming in. Wow, yeah. aren't they mad?
yeah.
That's I had all. One come in the other day. She's like, no, I'm just doing me. I'm just doing me. I'm pure love. I'm coming in for me. I'm not really worried about the collective. They're all going to be fine. They're going to take care of themselves. I'm coming in to have this joyful, wonderful experience. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not that she's not aware of others, but she's not here to heal anything. Many are. Some are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nope, I'm the new one coming in. This is the new paradigm. This is where we're starting from a different, like the show me a
different
golf
point.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different point.
Different point. Mm-hmm. So we have a different trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll start with love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love of self. Yeah. Self-love.
Yeah.
And you can only grow and expand and move into a broader mm-hmm. experience of this earth that we live on. I mean, we are here. We are having a human experience. Yeah.
And I can hear
that's
people saying,
what we're doing.
How do you love yourself? That's one. You got all these beliefs that you're talking about, right? You know, even look at that. You know, there's all these books out now and all these wonderful ways to help you with self-improvement. But you know self-love. And if you're having a hard time with that, right, if it's some kind of, take those few minutes a day. Meditation's a great thing. People, doesn't have to be a certain way. But just allow yourself to you know, maybe they just told me as a baby, babies love themselves. They are enamored with their little fingers when they find out they have mm-hmm. fingers that move and they can mm-hmm. use a mouth mm-hmm. and they little toes. Like find that space within yourself. You can do it. I know you can do it.
Oh yeah,
I know you can do it. And that's how you increase that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And maybe find out, well, where did I take on the belief that I'm not lovable or loving?
And self-love can be very, very, very simple. I mean, if you've always been a person who after dinner, you have to do all the dishes, you have to clean the kitchen, you have to do everything before you can sit down for the day, and you've had a really crappy day or a long day or a hard, I don't want to label it.
Or maybe
but
you just want to enjoy
the sunset. Want to go outside, or you just want to sit and put your feet up. Loving yourself is sitting down, putting your feet up, and knowing, I'll get to the dishes when I can get
Make
to the dishes.
Make it simple.
I mean, that's a very simple way to love yourself. Much better to take that. That's a judgment on my part, I'm going to say. I'll own it.
Gotcha.
But
catch yourself.
I did. But ask yourself, does it feel more loving to take that time out for oneself? Or does it feel more loving to do something that just has to be done? And you might get different answers at different
days.
Points on different days. But that's a simple way to love yourself.
And I love, you look back over the last 100 years, you know, people say, well, technology has advanced so much last 100 years between horse and buggy to, you know,
electric cars
and air, rocket ships, whatever. But so is the consciousness of the human spirit.
Yes.
Just that you can even talk about self-love, or you can maybe, you know, what are the old adages, you know, busy hands are God's hands, or idle hands are devil's hands, or something like that. You know,
something like that.
No, you can start breaking down those. Those are false beliefs. They work against you. You get to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all this help that's coming in the last couple of years. First came in through kind of the psychoanalysis and things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But science is actually matching what Renee and I talk about, and
Renee
and others talk about.
It is.
Love is a different vibration that increases the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the plants and the water that we've talked about before. You can go research mm-hmm. that doctor mm-hmm. in Japan. But I probably went way off in a different direction than Renee was even talking. But keep it simple. I did not keep it simple. But
all of that is relevant.
That is loving yourself.
And if you're someone who loves to read books, but for whatever reason you have young children or you have a full career life and you just can't seem to find that time to read,
mm-hmm.
change your scenario a little bit. And even if you can read one page a day,
chunk it down, right?
Just start by saying, before I close my eyes, I'm going to read one page in this book.
Yeah.
or right away when I get up.
Yeah. Before you know it, may take a year, but that book will be done.
And if it's something that you really love to do, if it fills you to do that, figure it out. Yeah. You can figure these things out. Mm-hmm. And I just love when I see people loving themselves and taking time for themselves. You know, that's part of, I think, why we have so many people running and biking and doing some of these things.
Yeah.
It's not just a fad or the thing to do. I think if you're a physical body that loves physical work, that's a beautiful way to love yourself. I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to go for a walk or a bike ride.
And you get to model it for others. They can pay attention or not pay attention, but you have to model.
Yes.
I'm important. I matter. What I love to do increases my whole day. It does increase your vibrational frequency, expands everything. But
everything.
It helps everything. But most importantly, it helps you.
Yeah.
And I love how you say, just make it simple. Chunk it down.
Chunk it down. Whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, you know, in that situation where your day is all, from the minute you wake to the minute you go to bed, is kind of put in a system or a schedule for you.
You can always find 1 minute.
Shift it around.
You can find 60 seconds.
Shift it around. Read your book on the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the only place you have time. You can read a page pretty quick.
You can do it.
I mean, it's that using your creativity that we all have within us, so much creativity. Create your space, create your moment in time in which you can do something that you truly love and that brings you joy.
I'm going to incorporate that.
Okay.
I'm going to use that. And if you don't mind, I'll use it with clients.
On the toilet?
Use one.
No,
I've got a potty in the other room.
I'm kidding.
I got a baby potty, but yeah. So.
But yeah.
I think that encourages people around you too to do the same. Mm-hmm. And that's a reminder for you. So it's like ping pong, you know, so you don't forget.
And for those who are still raising children.
Yeah.
What a perfect model for them.
Wouldn't that have been lovely?
And it's not just about I'm reading so that they'll love to read.
Yeah.
No, it's about I need to take this is mom's time. Mm-hmm. This is mom's time or dad's time.
Yep.
To read for, 15 minutes or whatever it is, or to go on your run or your walk. Yeah. What a beautiful model for your children to understand that this floats my parents' boat.
Yeah.
And then they get to decide what floats.
And then they start to honor that.
Yes.
They start, even if they don't have like the words to put with it, they start to recognize, wow, this is filling my mom or dad up. This makes everything better. And I get to see how that will work in my life. It's just beautiful communication without even having to say any words.
It is.
Yeah. I worked with this lady last night. It was so cool. And she wanted to like, well, what am I supposed to be doing? And I just looked at her, I said, well, what do you love to do? And she got all teary. I said, you love to bake, don't you? I said, you're supposed to bake kolache cookies. And she just burst into tears. And that's what her grandma's recipe. I said, this is what you're doing with your life. You don't need to go any further out. And I could see the whole thing, where she'll be going with it and how she'll be. I said, just start. You may have a career right now where you can't bake much, but you can bake one batch of cookies a week or one batch of cookies a day. And her whole demeanor changed. You could just see all this weight come off of her. And you could see all her inspiration and help coming in. And you could just kind of see her dominoes falling. I don't know if it's going to take 5 years or 5 minutes, but starting with what you love. For her, it's going to be a career. For somebody else, maybe, something else, but yeah.
But this really touched me when you said that, because there are all these, I'll call them programs or beliefs that we have out there about what success means to us. Mm-hmm. And for many people, it was like, you had to go to college, you had to get a job, you have to make this much money, and yada, yada, yada. And that's created by us as well as others.
Yep.
What Christine just said for this particular person, it's do what you love. And maybe you found that in the process I just named.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be a most wonderful place to live if we just honored what everyone loved to do for that? So if you're the one that likes to tend the garden, that's as valuable as the one that's teaching the children.
And highly evolved societies do that.
They do. And that's where I would love to get to. So if you love to be, if you're a baker, you love to bake, that nourishment that comes from baking is important as the educator or as the person who plows the snow or whatever that
sweeps
as
the streets,
long as we're all doing what we love out of love, not out of duty.
Yeah.
Or not because I went to college for so many years and said I was going
to obligation.
Or obligation.
Yeah.
What do you love?
And you know what's even cooler? Like going back to like, you know, working in that and not the astral, but the energetic field.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see she's baking cookies. I told her, I said, you are infusing it with love.
Absolutely.
But there's also like soul codes coming in. And so I said, people may just come to you and get a cookie, but like on their computer screen, at this time and date, this needs to be activated in my soul and in my expansion of myself as a conscious being on this physical planet. And you may think they're only taking a bite of your cookie, but they're igniting something within them because you're already working with a bigger field than what you can see.
Yes.
Like it's that's where the magic is. It's more than you can imagine. Or it's, and another gal's like, what should I do? I'm so busy. I can't finish anything. I said, chunk it down. One thing.
Finish one thing.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for help in 2 minutes. I don't remember the whole story, but we do so much more than what we can see. This gal is bringing in wonderful soul codes for each individual.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, how do I do that? I said, well, you don't need to know how you're doing it.
You're just doing it.
You're just absolutely doing it. And you could just see her pulling, like people, it's like pulling vanilla off a counter and sugar to make this beautiful. She's going, oh, this person needs this frequency, be turned on this time. This person needs this. You know, it's aligning with their original soul,
kind of, well,
you know, their energetics. Color, stream, mm-hmm, sound,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's so cool. And just by doing what she loves, I love to bake cookies. I'm gonna take grandma's recipe.
Yeah.
We all have that. We all have something we love to do. Maybe we're not investing. You know, we're not allowing that to be present.
So again, let's make your own kind of music. Whatever lights your soul. Whatever makes that smile come on your face every day.
Let your cheeks hurt. Like, when's the last time your cheeks hurt from smiling? You know,
that is my
challenge to everybody.
That's a good challenge.
I want at least one day out of every month where your cheeks hurt.
You can just get together with us because we usually get there.
Maybe the kind of weird drive around town smiling, but actually, you know, that's a pretty good exercise.
It's a very good
smile.
Exercise.
Smile. Yeah. And we all have beautiful smiles.
And it brings joy.
Yeah, it does bring joy.
It brings joy.
Let's expand that. Lord knows we need it right now, right? Yeah. So this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You too.
Yeah. Always.
And you, as well.
Yeah.
May your next till we meet again, as they say, may it just be filled with all kinds of smiles.
Yes.
And love.
And moments that bring you love and joy to your life. And,
yes.
And if you love this conversation, please share it with others. Invite them in. Because we feel you guys. We see you guys. We're with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you. We are forever grateful to you, our listener. You inspire us to continue listening with our hearts,
to share what we know, and to expand love, peace, and joy within ourselves and others. Until next time, this is Christine Keeland
and Renee Keene. Be love, give love, and receive love.